Welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a program of homegrown folk music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and northeastern Wisconsin. I'm Bill Hart. This week we'll take in an April 1986 concert at Northern Michigan University featuring a multi-instrumental group that stands at the top of their field in appealing to a broad audience. Metamora is not only a band that appeals to traditional folk music fans, they've also gained a following among those who appreciate light contemporary music. The trio is made up of hammered dulcimer player Malcolm Dalglish, who also excels on bones, Gray Larson on guitar, concertina, hardanger fiddle, and Irish flute, and fiddler Pete Sutherland. Lately of folk-rich Bloomington, Indiana, here's Metamora. Thank you.
Thank you.
In the fall of the year, when you feel the winter near and the days are clear, it surely isn't good to sit by the fire and want to stoke it higher when you should be cutting more wood. From November to March, the winter winds are harsh on the fields and the marsh. They're covered up with snow and you trudge to the shed. You have to scratch your head because the dad blame pile's getting low.
On wood,
hardwood,
firewood,
dry wood, there's not a stove in the world's gonna do you any good.
Without wood,
stove wood,
we could,
you should be out cutting more wood. When the kindling is dwindling, the bottom logs get soggy. Those are ricks with sticks and racks with stacks. It makes you wonder where they go. Barnfuls of armfuls only last a week or so, and then you'll be hurting for wood. Well, the sassafras, it burns too fast. It starts to fire, but never lasts. And swamp oak likes to smoke. You blow it till you think you'll choke. But hickory is just a tree to remind you of the ecstasy of having a pile of good wood.
Yes, I said wood,
hardwood,
firewood,
dry wood,
there's not a stove in the world's gonna do you any good. Without wood,
stove wood,
we could,
you should be out cutting more wood.
Well, now the Scandia and the Yodel brand, they're made so far across the sea, but Fisher and Timberline folks, they're made right here in this country. Well, all the rest, but to the rest, the one I like the best, the one my Uncle Wade made for me. Took an oil drum and welded some piping from a septic tank and four nap, cut a draft. Then he made a damper crank with an old broom from the back room, painted it fire engine red and said,
now watch her consume
your wood,
hardwood,
firewood,
dry wood.
There's not a stove in the world's gonna do you any good without wood.
Stove wood,
we could,
you should be out cutting more wood. And when the spring rolls around and I spade the muddy ground, I have often found, I lay my saw away, the shed is empty, and yet you can make a bet that I'll forget to be cutting more wood. The old-timers say to split a little every day and stack it away to season well. But from March to November, I rarely do remember. December will find me in a rut.
Without my wood,
hardwood,
firewood,
dry wood,
there's not a stove in the world's gonna do you any good. Without wood,
stove wood,
we could,
you should be out cutting some.
Throw it in the oil drum.
What do you think your saw is for?
You can always use some more.
This is a song written by Lotus Dickey, a gentleman who's written hundreds of songs. He lives about an hour south of us in Paoli, Indiana. And he wrote this song back in the 40s when he was about our age. And it features Blue Gray Larson on the lead vocal here. And I will be playing the low-budget film can, a traditional instrument from Southern California. The chorus to this song, if you would care to join in, goes like this. I'm nigh to faint of fretting. Why I'm getting wilder about you, baby. I can't sit and try to reconcile without you. Maybe you don't understand. You take your leave. It's hard to make believe it isn't true. Oh, don't you know, when you go, I'm growing blue.
Blue on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Getting tired of living without a little loving from you. So sad and need a better need of you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Ever gonna stop believing, never gonna stop the grieving, I do.
Night of faint of fretting, why I'm getting wilder about you, baby. I can sit and try to reconcile without you. Maybe you don't understand. You take your leave. It's hard to make believe it isn't true.
Oh,
you know, I'm growing blue on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Getting tired of living without a little loving from you. Long apart ere you're returning, though strong this heart with love be burning. Getting tired of living without a little loving from you. So surely, lonely, surely, only just one way to spare me sorrow. That's just come stay and share tomorrow. And the need to keep a living you'll be given just a loving me too.
I'm nigh to faint, to fretting, why I'm getting wilder about you, baby. I can't try to sit and reconcile without you. Maybe you don't understand. You take your leave. It's hard to make believe it isn't true. Cause don't you know when you go, I grow so I'm getting wilder about you, baby. I can sit and try to reconcile without you. Maybe you don't understand. You take your leave. It's hard to make believe it isn't true. Oh, you know, growing blue on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Getting tired of living without a little loving from you. I'm so tired of living without a little loving from you. I'm getting so tired of living without a little loving from you.
Did we mention the author of that song is just 75 years old this year? 75 years young. And the folks that Malcolm and Gray and I learned a lot of traditional music from, of course, back in the 70s were not young folks like ourselves. They were older folks, and we really respect them for their tenacity holding on to all that old music. One of the folks that Malcolm and Gray learned a lot of Irish music from, right across from them in Covington, Kentucky, was a fellow named by the name of Michael Kennedy. And he was a melodeon player from Galway, Ireland, and had lived most of his life here working on the railroad, and had kept playing the melodeon over about 60 years or so, and taught them a lot of fine Irish tunes. And Gray Larson later composed a tune in Michael Kennedy's honor, and we're going to play that tune. It's called Michael Kennedy's Schottisch, and we follow that with a group of tunes from northern Belgium, Flemish tunes.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to do a tune now that I wrote several years ago. It's called Spring Water at Jerry's Run. It's a hammer dulcimer solo.
Thank you. Pete and I would like to do a duet for you now. This is a tune, actually, we just finished recording a new record about 2 weeks ago, and a lot of the stuff we're playing tonight is from that record, as this next tune is. It's a traditional Irish reel called the Jug of Punch that I learned from the playing of an Irish flute player named Paddy Carty, who just passed away very recently, a few months ago. But we take the tune and slow it way down, bring out a different character.
We've been listening to the music of Metamora from a Northern Michigan University Community Enrichment Concert at the Forrest Roberts Theater in Marquette. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.